The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. It's the last broadcast day of the year. Wow. Can you believe we made it without a nuke? But what I got to tell you about what's going to happen in our future, though. Whoa. Wait till you hear that. Well, you're definitely going to want to take advantage of our 15% off site-wide year-end sale. Excluding dropship, of course. Year-end sale, 15% off site-wide at the Power Mall. This is the time if you have medical expenses to write off. I write off all my supplements, all my doctor visits, all my Medicare payments, all my insurance payments. I write off everything. Secondary payments, everything. Write it all off. Never been challenged. So, you know, itemizing is the best way to avoid getting beat up in your taxes. But you got to have a business to do it. And that's one of the reasons why I have LLCs. Because I'm one of those that don't pay taxes and proud of it. Because I am not catering to the scumbag government out there that likes to burn money like it grows on trees. Anyway, today will be the only day that you can actually get on the phone and call 877-817-9829 and have a human being answer your order at the Power Mall. Tomorrow is Saturday, New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve to you and Happy New Year's Day. Blessed and prosperous New Year to all of you. Those on the Rennis Radio Network, those listening to us on replay tomorrow at 7.490. I got to tell you, you're going to be able to listen to us come Monday morning, live, January 2nd on 7.490. Today is my last broadcast on this time slot, 11 to 1. Not doing it anymore. We're doing it from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Now, please make a note of that. I don't want you going on 11 o'clock in the morning and not knowing, and all of a sudden it's not there. You're listening to a replay of the broadcast, and you're confused, and you try to call in, and the board op answers and goes, hey, you missed the show. It was 7 to 9. So you can, if you're listening to shortwave, you can listen to us Monday morning live and call in. Heck of a deal. And, of course, because it is the last broadcast day of the year, we have no guests on the show. You, the listener, with freedom of speech, are the guests on the show. The number is 844-769-2944. We want to hear what's on your mind, anything we're talking about here on the show. In addition to that, you may have some ideas. And believe you me, we're recording everything you say when you call up. You may have ideas for guests that you would like to hear on the show in the new year. And you are welcome to call up and put in your 2 cents, even though we're not going to charge you 2 cents. You're welcome. You're welcome to call in and talk to us and let us know what you'd like to hear or see, because we're going to be, you know, on our video platform on thepowerhour.com. Please don't be lazy and type in Power Hour, because that's not going to get you anywhere. You have to type the word thepowerhour.com, just like thepowermall.com. You have to, don't be lazy and just type in Power Mall. You're not going to get anywhere. Most of you that order from the Power Mall know exactly what you need to do. And if you want to call in and talk to a live human being, you can do that. Because today is the only opportunity you have to take advantage of the, not 5, not 10, but 15% off site-wide. But wait, there's more. Yeah. No Ginsu steak knife, sorry. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on here on our last broadcast day of the year. Gotta love that. Lots of shaky, shady shift things happening in the world today. And it all starts with our first news item. Putin oversees commissioning of new warships, including ICBM nuke submarines. Yes, The Hunt for Red October. Yes, for those of you Tom Clancy fans out there, I love that movie. That was so politically charged that kept me on the edge of my seat. But you see, I read the book before I went to see the movie, and so as the movie was playing, I could fill in all the blanks from what Clancy was writing, and that made the movie even better watching it. But see, they put on a submarine like that that's got the capability of, you know, getting past our SOSUS warning nets, like Alec Baldwin said. You know, they could probably slip by our SOSUS warning nets and launch a full strike. And then one of the generals sits at the table and says, "The goddamn thing's made to start a war." I'm quoting the general now. I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. He did in the movie. So understand that's one of the reasons why we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall, because you don't know what Biden is going to do, the nutball in the White House, to piss off Putin enough to send that submarine over here and sneak past our warning nets and launch a full barrage of nuclear warheads on the United States. You see, this is the thing. If these things are launched with that close proximity, it's going to hit the fan, and you know what I'm talking about, before we even have a chance to launch a full spread. It's going to be crazy. But this is, you know, we're warmongers. We got a whole Congress full of warmongers. So what can I say? You know, you can be prepared. I don't know if building a bomb shelter will do you any good. The government seems to be using our tax dollars to do a lot of that. They don't care about us. They'd rather see our population shrunk down to nothing. And by the time this whole thing is over, if in fact that actually happens, well, who's to say? Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, and happy new year to you, too. Oh,
thank you.
I've got since you said you're recording this, I've got a suggestion for a book I just finished. It's a book that I bought for my granddaughter.
But I and you thought you'd read it first?
Yeah. No, and the name of the book?
You?
Well, the name of the book is...
Let me write it down.
This Is Your Brain on Birth Control.
Oh.
And it's mainly about the hormonal pills, and there are some things that, you know, you don't take internally. Like there's a patch, and then there's another couple of devices she talked about.
Now, who authored the book?
Sarah E. Hill. And she's actually at TCU. Isn't TCU Texas Christian University?
It is. Thank you so much for playing. Now, is that S-A-R-A-H?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But it's very interesting because in the subtitle, it's something like The Law of Unintended Consequences.
But no kidding.
This woman could have explained to that that lady that got on the Supreme Court this year, what the difference is in man and woman, you know, because women's bodies are a lot more complicated than men's are. And the reason that when they're doing a drug trial and it's on, they don't include women that are in their years of being able to have a baby, because their cycles, especially if they're naturally cycling, they don't want women that are on birth control pills because they're not going to get a good reading. But, you know, their cycles interact with how their immune system works, especially, but just their hormones. But I think this book could explain a lot why birth control pill probably did a lot to upset communication between men and women even more than it was, you know. But I think you would find it very interesting if you read that book and interview her, because I think women need to know this.
I probably would have a fun time interviewing Sarah because, you know, frankly, my wife is always asking me, do you have PMS right now? And I go, I thought that was I thought that was a girl thing, putting up with men's caca, because I can't say the S word on the radio. So I thought that's what PMS meant, is putting up with men's you know what. So she goes, no, you're acting like you have PMS. I go, oh, it's hormones. You know, men right now, we've been going through this testosterone thing and it's been just beating everybody up. So, you know, I think a lot of what is going on today because of immunocompromised situations and whatnot is hormone imbalance. I think a lot of it has to do with that. And you pretty much hit the nail on the head as far as the woman's. I'm not going to disagree with you, Sherry. I really do believe that the women's situation is a bit more complicated.
Yeah, she talks about how women's immune system, when they're in their reproductive years, if they're naturally cycling, when there comes on to the period where they could conceive, it's like there's foreign DNA coming into her system, and that is. It's, you know, that's a red light for an immune system in a man. There's rapidly dividing cells, which that could be, you know, construed as cancer in a male. And there's a parasitic thing feeding off your resources. And that's why a woman's immune system is so tricky.
Yep. Here, I thought it was all about the fact that you are allowed to change your mind as many times as you want to, and I have to accept it. I'm going to have some levity here. I mean, this is blowing me away that you would call up. I mean, it's a great book. I really want to. Catherine is making a note of that so we can get a hold of her and see what we can arrange, but that sounds like a fun book.
Oh, well, it's very interesting, and women need to know this because it actually messes with their brain. And it affects their stress system. I mean, they're kind of in this cortisol loop is what it seems to happen. And
yeah,
it's very interesting. Anyway, that's all I had, Dave. Happy New Year.
Well, I appreciate that. Happy New Year
to
you, Sherry. Thank you much. And we appreciate that. Kudos to everyone and Happy New Year to you and yours. And see, like I said, you see how easy that was? All you had to do was just pick up the phone and call us at 844-769-2944 and tell us what's on your mind. And if there's something that you would like to hear more about or discuss topics in the coming year, now's your big opportunity because we got the entire two-hour show here to talk about it. And we talked about the nuke sub, which means nuke protect. That should be part of your campaign just in case something happens. And I don't think it's so much the issue with the blast itself, unless you happen to be in the zone, but it's the fallout that I'm worried about. And see, the fallout because of the jet stream and everything else, depending on where these nukes land, you need to be prepared for that. And that's one of the reasons why we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall. Swedish food retailers, by the way, are sounding the alarm over a recent surge in food thefts. Did I not tell you that this was going to start happening? It's like that Jane's Addiction song from back in the 90s, if you ever watched MTV and they all dressed up, they cross-dressed and went into the grocery stores with these pregnant suits on, and these guys were in the band and they were shoving big steaks and roasts and stuff up their pregnant suits, their fat suits, and running out the door. The name of the song is Been Caught Stealing. But this one says particularly meat products. Man, I read that article and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Well, of course they want the steak. Of course they want the meat product. They like their steak over there. Inflation, cost of living continue to skyrocket over there. Several spokesmen at food retailers have warned over the growing food theft trend. Yep, such as Andreas Selsborg, store manager at the grocer Willys in the city of Uppsala, who says the thefts have really escalated in the past year. We have petty thefts almost on a daily basis, and the bigger thefts are sometimes monthly. So, I mean, this is what they're doing when they go grocery shopping, is they just, you know, stash the stuff. But what do we got to do? We got to put metal, you know, the things they put on clothing in clothing store, putting metal on your big roast so that people can't sneak out the door with it? I mean, what's this world coming to? Well, we knew it was going to happen when the food shortage started. We just did. Rita in Missouri, welcome to the show. How are you?
today, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year to you, too. What's going on?
Okay, I have a comment about the book that Sherry in Kansas was talking about. Okay, and I can't get to my notes right now, or I'd give you a few more details, but people can look this up themselves. Even bad laundry soaps affect, and it's called an estrogen overload. Men get it, and women get it.
Okay, so that laundry soaps can cause that?
Yeah, there's so many additives that... There's so many additives to so many personal care products, as well as laundry soaps, and the list goes on and on. Like I said, I can't get to my notes right now, but it's an estrogen overload.
Okay, I just wrote that down. So if I start PMSing on the air, it's probably because, you know, I used the wrong laundry soap. I really am trying to avoid using bad laundry soap, trust me. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, we sell the Miracle too. Do you ever use that in your laundry?
Not in the laundry, but for several other variety of reasons.
Okay. Well, I just wonder, you know, somebody's going to text me and tell me that we've got some sort of thing that'll work for laundry soap so I don't have to use Arm & Hammer or whatever
so
it is
many,
that I'm using.
Right, and it's so many personal care products that it's in.
See, this is one of the reasons why I'm using the deodorant they sell, the silver deodorant they sell at the Power Mall, because I got wise to that aluminum stuff a long time ago. So, yeah, thank God there is a Power Mall.
Right, that's for sure.
All righty. Well, I'm making a note of this. I've got estrogen overload written right down here, and that's going to be probably one of the subject matters we're going to get into, and if it happens in men, too. Oh, God, don't tell the TGs that, because they're going to want to use all the laundry soap to grow bigger boobs. Oh, God, what a thought. What a thought. Oh, hey, but it's Feel Good Friday. We could do what? it's just crazy. I know life is crazy out there, Rita, isn't it?
It sure is.
And we can still laugh and we can still have a great conversation and we can cut up and wish each other a happy new year. And, you know, I mean, all is good.
Right. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. All right. There you have it. Estrogen overload, folks. Wow. I love it. Everybody, you jump on that bandwagon, you want to embellish it. Call, now, if you're having an estrogen overload right now, don't call. Wow. Health Impact News is reporting sudden unexpected deaths exploding in Germany since the mRNA jabs began in 2021. Why am I not surprised? I mean, seriously? It hasn't gotten a lot of exposure in the alternative media yet because the sources are all in German. And so people who don't sprechen Sie Deutsch aren't reading about it yet. But they are trying to get this out. The just released data of the 72 million insured by the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians. There is a chart that we're going to include in the email blast. And the only way you're going to be able to see the chart is if you get the daily email blast in your inbox. Now, in order to do that, you have to go to thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, put the in there, and subscribe, and you'll get it. Or you can text 22828. To the powerhour.com. And that will get you there, the Power Hour. If you text 22828 to the Power Hour, you'll get it as well. The CDC is now raising the alert on China, urging Americans to reconsider traveling there. Well, duh. Why does the CDC have to say something stupid when we have the obvious? Because there are morons out there that will say, oh, let's go to China. Sounds like a fun, we'll go to the Great Wall. Yeah, maybe we can pick up an infection while we're at it. God. Oh, my. And so the CDC is flagging China's mainland, Hong Kong and Macau. Oh, everybody's got to go to the casinos, right? Regions where the U.S. travelers need to practice enhanced precaution. Oh, what do they got to do? Wear a body condom? You people at the CDC are imbeciles. We have already had enough of your advice. I think that if we're going to sit there and regulate what Chinese tourists can come over to this country, then we should have enough sense to understand, oh, I know, there's about half this population that's brain dead. I get it. and they don't know and they don't care. I mean, Hong Kong is even asking Japan to lift their airport bans. France and Australia are saying no restrictions on Chinese travelers needed. Y'all come over here and have some French cuisine. Yeah. And come to the land down under. Yeah. Yeah. Jacinda Ardern needs, you know, New Zealand. We all need, you know, to spread this pandemic even more so they can all lock their countries down again. See, France and Australia are about 2 inches away from socialism, total socialism. So, hey, why not? Invite some more infected Chinese people in. And I know the Chinese people are going to be screaming at the radio going, I'm not infected. I'm not infected. Well, you may not be, but guess what? You come over here, they're going to make you take a PCR, worthless PCR test. Maybe they actually should take your blood and look to see if they have any spike proteins lurking in there. Yeah. Meanwhile, Andrew Tate and brother Tristan reportedly have been arrested in Romania in connection to a probe into human trafficking, organized crime, and rape. Wow. You know, that is amazing, considering the fact that we're talking about some really interesting things here with Greta Thunberg versus Andrew Tate. He's a British-American influencer, and she, of course, is the Swedish climate activist that's got the UN's poster child for climate change. Well, now her and Andrew Tate are clashing on social media over car emissions in which one of them has a smaller wanker. I'm telling you, man, the left is imploding in on itself. You give them an inch, give them enough rope. You know what they say? They'll hang themselves, right? It's happening. What's interesting about the first story we told you about the nuke issue? Well, the ruling class has warned Germans to prepare for nuclear emergencies. That's out in the media today. The Funke Media Group newspapers did an interview with the president of the Federal Office for Radiation Protection, Inga Paulini, warning they need to prepare, pointing out that radiation does not stop at the borders, and claimed the ongoing military conflict between Moscow and Kyiv has made it clear to the general public we have to be and maintain and remain prepared for a wide variety of nuclear emergencies. Here you go. How do you know that it's just the NATO countries they're going to go target? Could be us too. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Well, it's 34 minutes after the hour, the last broadcast day of the year, Friday, December 30th. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year to you. Dave Krieger with you here, and appreciate your phone calls, too. For those of you that want to chime in, you are welcome to do so at 844-769-2944. We got the whole 2 hours of our show today set aside for you to let us know what's on your mind, or if you've got a suggestion of something that you'd like to hear, topic you want discussed in our upcoming shows, which start now as of not tomorrow, not Sunday, but this coming Monday is January 2, 2023, and we start broadcasting at 7 a.m. Central. No more 11. That means you got to get up early. What? That's 2 weeks past my bedtime, Sonny. So, yeah, if you want to listen to the show and you don't, you want to listen to it live on 7.490, you get to do that as of January 2 because we're going to be streaming it live right there on the shortwave frequency. So you'll be listening live in Central Time and you can call us up. How easy is that? See, it used to be that way and everything just got kind of cack-handed and now we're back to normal again, right? We talked to you about this issue with the possibility of a nuclear emergency. I don't want to be a fearmonger or warmonger, but here's the thing. Our Congress is. And the more they keep sending money to Ukraine, the more they piss off Putin. And if they start encouraging Ukraine to join NATO, I think that's going to be what tips the scales. And then you might see some serious issues arise. Cannot predict what Putin's going to do, but he's going to do everything he can to keep NATO countries away from his border. Larry in Texas, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's going on in your world?
Oh, not too much. I wanted to bring up a couple things.
Sure.
Number one, remember back before the election, President Trump was talking about asking Denmark to sell Greenland? Do you remember
asking asking Denmark to do what?
If they would sell Greenland to them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
And I do vaguely remember that the U.S. was trying to buy Denmark because of its strategic position to Russia. And Denmark pretty much told him to go piss up a drainpipe.
Yeah. Anyway, in 1917, Denmark was looking to unload some land. And the United States bought it. And the land they bought was called U.S. Virgin Islands now.
Uh-huh. That's where, and, well, it's not where, it's where Biden is right now. That's where Biden is right now.
That's correct. And the other thing I would like you to check out is, it's a three-word website. It's all
okay.
One word, landgrantpatent.org.
Right. Land grant patent.
The land grant patent. And when the page pops up, look on the left side, table of contents. Go down about three quarters of the way. You'll see corporation versus government.
All right.
When you click on that, when it comes up, go down to number 15. And check that out and see if you want to let the audience know about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it has anything to do with the Lodial title, we've discussed it on the show, but I certainly am entertaining it because, see, I'm actually doing a foreclosure defense seminar in California at the end of January. The last Saturday of the month, I'll be in Los Angeles, and I'm one of the speakers at this event, and I'm teaching people chain of title and showing you all the various things we talk about, the Garden St. Germain, putting your property in trust. That was a 1984 or 82, law that got passed where it said you could put your property in trust for the means of asset protection. And most people don't understand that when you do that, you still put it in trust subject to the note that you took out on the property. So it may protect you from creditors, but it's not going to protect you from the bank when they want to foreclose.
Now, this won't have nothing to do with titles.
Okay, super. I will take a look at it.
Okay, yep. Sir, thank you.
I swear to God, I will. I will. I promise. I'm always into that. Landgrantpatent.com. All right, sounds like a winner. Dan in New Jersey, how you doing, sir? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. I'm calling to suggest your producers look into inviting a man called Harold Turner, who is a fellow shortwave radio broadcaster on three frequencies at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 days
a week.
Are
you talking about Hal Turner?
Yes. He was the given tremendous information about what's really happening in Ukraine that I'm not hearing anywhere else.
Okay, I will. We're making a note of that. I know that that Hal has been accused of going off the rails on some things. Have you heard this garbage? And I'm not disparaging Hal because he does have some very useful information. But there is stuff floating around at BitChute. I saw something this morning showing the real hanging execution at Gitmo of the real Nancy Pelosi, and I'm like, no way that happened. I mean, they're showing all this stuff and playing all this music. And I'm like, no, it's BS. It's nonsense. They are not executing Nancy Pelosi at Gitmo, and President Trump was not there. And if he was, you know, there's no proof. I'm hearing all this garbage, and it's the QAnon folk that are out there spreading this stuff, and I wish they'd knock it off.
I've not heard anything about what you're talking about, and
it's
Hal
insane.
Turner has not said a word about what you're talking about,
yep,
because I've not missed one of his shows in quite a few weeks.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's
okay.
Good. I'm glad you're tuning in. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Happy New Year to you. Chad in North Carolina. How are you, sir? Haven't talked to you in a while. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy pre-New Year to you. You had some really phenomenal guests on this week, and because of my crazy work schedule, haven't been able to get the whole interviews. I believe the guest you had on yesterday, Harold, I didn't get the last name.
Yeah, Kautz.
Was talking about.
Harold Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z, yep.
Yeah, that was fantastic information, really disturbing.
It is, considering I have relatives that have had the jab. Yep. Now you know,
yeah,
when you have relatives that have taken the jab and they start getting crabby with you and argumentative, it's probably the jab that's causing it.
Yeah, and the other thing is that back when I first started listening to alternative shows like the Power Hour, you may remember Dr. Stan Monteith. He was the one that I followed the longest, and he was warning about the dangers of vaccines back in 2008, probably before that, but that was about when I discovered his show. Mm-hmm. And the year before, I had tried to get, I had, without really knowing what I was doing, I had a tendency to get sick during the fall and winter, so I went ahead and got a flu shot, and I was sick. Ooh. Within 3 days, and
wow.
I swore I'd never take another shot again.
Chad,
and then
imagine that.
Yeah, and then that was not long after was when I heard Dr. Stan talking about the things they were putting in the vaccines. Alex Jones was talking about it. Then they talked about, what was the fellow's name, who was a science czar in Obama's cabinet. He wrote co-wrote Eco-Science. And, well, the... I guess the main question I was calling about is not so, I guess, as deep as that, but you mentioned a couple of days ago with one of the other guests who was talking about them exporting our data for, you know, creating virtual versions of us and social credit and all that. And you mentioned that they were talking about somewhere, you said that they were talking about cutting out Medicaid. And
I did.
I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
Well, just what we know is that as of April, people who are on Medicaid as a result of COVID are going to lose that funding. That's what I'm understanding. If they went on Medicaid as a result of COVID treatment, my understanding at this juncture is that they're going to lose their benefits, and there's millions of people involved. So that's one of the things that, you know, we wanted to bring up. Now, not everybody is going to lose Medicaid. There are certain people,
okay,
who I'm very familiar with personally that are on disability, and they are on Medicaid and disability payments through Medicaid. And so they're not affected by this. It's only the people that signed up during COVID for the purposes of treatment of COVID because they couldn't afford, you know, to do anything else. that I think are going to be immediately affected. But that news is still in the process of being unfolded, and we won't know too much until we get into the, into the spring, and then they're going to come out and they're going to clarify the whole thing. This is just, you know, what we're kind of reporting in the advance of all of this.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's a little sigh of relief, I guess, at least for those that didn't get the treatment.
It was related to COVID.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't catch that part. But, so, I don't know. I've always thought of Medicare and Medicaid was a house of cards.
They are. I just wonder, you know, Chad, if this thing goes to what our guest yesterday in the first half hour, or second half hour, rather, the first hour was talking about, that was Dr. Brian out of Denver. He was talking about the fact that he had worked in New Zealand and how socialized that is since they nationalized the healthcare system over there. It's the same as Canada. I mean, you're waiting weeks, if not months, to get treated. And if that happens here, I mean, you thought it was bad that we're being scheduled for appointments. I mean, you can't get, unless you go to the ER, you're not going to get immediately treated. And then you may even have to wait there. And so, I mean, if that sort of system comes to America, we're going to lose a whole lot of people, especially those who are in critical need of seeing a doctor right away, and cancer patients. I mean, then they'll be able to decide who lives and who dies. Doc, do you know, we've got we're staring assisted suicide laws in the face right now here in this country.
Yeah, it's the collectivist plot where, you know, they do it in supposedly in the public's best interest. Well, we've got to give all this free stuff to the public, whether they need it or not.
And
essentially
free.
Bankrupts the whole thing, and
you're right on,
stuck,
sir.
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know how Canada is. It's horrible. I had a relative there early on years ago. They needed an X-ray. It took them, I don't know, a couple of weeks just to get the appointment, and then when they got it, they thought they found something of concern. Went back later to look at it again, and turned out it was nothing. So it's horrible. And there's people that actually, you know, I've talked to that actually support it. They say, the healthcare system, say, in the UK is just the greatest thing. Or, you know, my relative would have been a goner or something like that. And maybe under those certain circumstances, you get lucky. But, it's... My advice is try as much as you can not to have to rely on the medical system. So,
this is why we have the Power Mall.
Absolutely, the supplements are great.
Eating good vegetables, having a good diet, that's going to help. This is one of the reasons why, you know, I'm always in the market for seeds. I just bought 2,000 packages of seeds. They were retailing at $1.89 a package. I bought 2,000 packages of seeds, and I got them for 18 cents a piece. So I got basically almost 4,000 seeds, packages, $4,000 worth of seeds for $300. So I'm always looking for deals like that, and I'm always finding them. I found them at auction, and there were actually 8,000 packages of seeds available. I got half of them, or 4,000 rather. I got half. So I'm always shopping. Because it never hurts to be prepared. We've all got to be prepared. We've all got to start taking gardening seriously. I've been watching a lot of clips from various people about how to use filler material so you're not having to fill up your entire raised bed. There's other nutrients and things that you can actually put what you would consider composting material on the base. Putting cardboard down and watering the cardboard down and then throwing your composting material on top of that and then putting your soil in there to save you on soil, because buying soil in the bag is going to be really expensive. And so I just figured out a way how to cut my soil supply bill in half just by doing what I'm watching on videos these days. And it's working. They're growing great vegetables, and it's not, you know, pushing that much you know, my chicken, I have a combination of chicken poop and rabbit poop. So it's not, you know, really doing, you know, crazy on my crops. So we're all good there. But anyway, we appreciate your call. And I hope we have at least alleviated a little bit of panic, because the National Health Service in Britain is a joke. So thanks for your call, Chad. Happy New Year to you. Christina in Missouri, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm blessed to be talking with you, Dave. I've got two things I'd like to see in 2023 on the Power Hour. More updates from Sheriff Mack and how we get involved with our local sheriff. And I think because of what's happening all over the U.S., it would really be fun to have some people on who can tell us how they successfully got on the ballot and ran for public office. That's my thoughts. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Christina, got some word on that. Here's our thing. When I joined the Texit movement, I actually was trained by a lobbyist. I tell people this all the time. I said, you don't learn the stuff I learned in the Texit movement. They have required programs for local coordinators. You actually have to go through and watch videos. And this girl from the Gun Owners of America lobbyist, who lobbies in the state of Texas, and that's why we've got all these great gun laws here, or the lack thereof. We have constitutional carry. Their concealed carry is really not necessary. Permits are not necessary, even though people go get them anyway. But the thing is they show you how to lobby. And I mean, that's invaluable. Rachel Malone is her name, and she actually put together about a 2-hour and 11-minute video that I was taking notes after notes and getting my mind blown, because you didn't learn this stuff in college. I mean, it's just incredible how to lobby the Texas legislature, where to go look. I mean, you've got to have somebody that's working the lobby in Jefferson City that you should be able to or try to connect with by calling your local congressperson and getting together with them. I love the idea of learning how to lobby and how to make appearances before the legislature. And some of you out there have done this, but I was just totally blown away. And as far as Richard Mack goes, I joined CSPOA.org. I'm actually a member of it. And so you learn a lot as far as how to get your sheriff involved just by joining CSPOA. So those are little tidbits that I know of, but yeah, I'd love to, we're going to have Richard Mack back on. Trust me, we will. And I appreciate your call. Happy New Year to you. Darlene in Indiana, my favorite farm girl. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Hey, there's what's
a lot
going
of things
on
to touch base on this morning, but this estrogen problem is, I mean, if you were the enemy, what would you do to our country to take it over?
Oh.
It looks to me like everything I've studied, they go after the brain and the testosterone.
Yeah.
All right. And our poor children and just the whole ball of wax, and the gals that were on before mentioned some very high points. But soy formula, if that's being fed to a male child in the first few months of its life, they get a testosterone surge normally that programs the brain and genitalia. And it does not happen if you're on soy formula. And I've seen some of these younger boys, like in their teens, that just feel, you know, like 12, 13, they've already got tits, you know? And if you look at the males around you, the older males, they're getting them. It's really rather disturbing. You know, it's nice to say you've got whatever they ever call it, PPS or whatever the hell it is, but it's formulating into breast tissue. And the girls get affected too. You know, the girls get affected too. They can go into puberty at age 3.
Age three.
Now, do you see the pedophilia problem here starting? You know,
I sure do.
4-year-old girl with that type of formation, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the pedophiles love that sort of thing. Soy formula causing testosterone surges. Well, there's something else.
It prevents the testosterone surge.
Okay.
And, they're feeding all the prisoners in most prisons soy crap. I mean, soy meat and this, you know, whatever Gates was pushing their little fake meat. Read the ingredients. Soy. Also water bottles, you know, everybody's sucking on those. And then I'm going to go back to glyphosate because that's the most disturbing. One part per million takes out 35% of your testosterone. One part per million. not a billion, just a million. And then the beer, because if I was the enemy, I'd put it in everything, and I think they pretty much got that covered.
Wow.
You know,
well, for those of you beer drinkers out there, this Spud's for you. Yeah.
Well, that maybe they need to make their own, which I know is very time-consuming.
Yeah, you know? It is.
And it probably tastes more like that stuff in Ireland you had.
Oh, so it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah, that may be the incentive, you know. But it's just the whole environment so loaded up with estrogen, and you can see why. I mean, you know, who's going to fight when they got too much estrogen?
Oh, I've seen some cat fight among women before at ballparks when I was out working the circuit.
Yeah. There's some things happening there because my dad fed me hormone beef when I was a child. And I grew up on a farm, so I could put 100 pounds on my shoulder and go walk away. And then my brother said, oh, we're going to see how tough you are. Why don't you get under these weights? And I said, well, you better babysit me because I don't want to get, you know, have it fall on my neck or whatever could happen. And I could bench 200 pounds. And I hired these guys in the early 80s. In the early 80s, I'd hire these guys to move furniture, and they couldn't even pick up their end of the desk. And I'd have to politely say, well, didn't you eat your Wheaties today, sir? And that's what it's doing to us, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know,
an example.
It isn't the adrenaline rush, you know, that you get when all of a sudden, like, somebody's got their foot stuck under the wheel of a car and they're screaming bloody murder, and all of a sudden this burst of energy hits you and you lift up the car so they can get their foot out.
I wish I had more of those in my old age.
Yeah, I wish you did, too.
And look out for bag dirt. There's all kinds of stuff in that stuff.
All right.
You know, it's like reading. It's like, you know, the dirt at Walmart from Bear, and you go, oh, my God, people are buying this, you know? And I understand that they don't have much of a choice, especially if they're in town, you know?
Yeah, the stuff I've been getting is for raised bed gardening, not anything that's got Bear on it or anything like that. I really am trying to get as natural of stuff as I can and mixing my own organic compost with it, so.
And then on your seeds, you better do a sprout test.
All right. Making notes here.
Because, you know, I think you might have got too gung-ho too quick and somebody knew something that you didn't.
Well, yeah, a lot of these say heirloom variety on them, and I am going to sprout test them. Yeah,
but I'm
going to sprout
test them. You know, they're all sales buzzwords, you know?
Yep, I get it. We appreciate it. Thanks, Darlene.
I do.
We're at the break. Darn. Happy New Year. Thank you. All right, there you have it. Wow, lots of information we're getting this morning here, and we're coming up to the noon hour break. We will be back with more news and your phone calls. Oh, Biden signed the bill, by the way. The staff had to take it down to the Virgin Islands where he's vacationing. Yeah, to get it signed. Isn't that crazy? We'll be back after the break with more discussion on that. Stay with us.
Began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.